hunger for the countryside. Singing tonight, the houses in between. We have the lion comic of the joint. Your own, Mr. Morris Brian.
If you saw our little backyard, what a pretty spot you'd cry. It's a picture on a sunny summer day. With the turnip tops and cabbages, what people doesn't buy, I makes it on a Sunday look all gay. The neighbours thinks I froze them, and you'll fancy you're in Kent, or it empts them if you gazed into the mews. It's a wonder as the landlord doesn't want to raise the rent, because we've got such knobby distant views. Oh, it really is a very pretty garden, and Chingford to the eastward could be seen. With a ladder and some glasses, you could see the Acme marshes, if it wasn't for the asses in between. There's a rabbit chassis egg box with a cross-eyed cock and hen, so they has got the pip and in the mall. In a dog's house on the line post, there was pigeons 9 or 10. Sure, someone threw a brick and knocked them all. The dust cart, though it seldom comes, is just like Harvey's dough. And I mean to rig a dairy up somehow. Put the donkey in the washhouse with some imitation horns, cause we're teaching him to move just like a cat. Oh, it really is a very pretty garden, and Endon to the westward could be seen. And by clinging to the chimney, you could see across to Wembley, if it wasn't for the asses in between. Oh, it really is a very pretty garden, and the soapworks from the rooftops could be seen. If I had a rope and pulley, I'd enjoy the breeze more fully, if it wasn't for the asses in between.
Ladies and gentlemen, number 4 on your song sheet, The Honeysuckle and the Bee, to be sung by Miss Margaret Burton.
On a summer afternoon, where the honeysuckles bloom, and all nature seemed at rest, in a little rustic bar, mid the perfume of the flower, a maiden sat with one she loved the best. As they sang their songs of love, from the arbor just above came a bee, which lit upon the vine. As it sipped the honeydew, they both vowed they would be true. And he whispered to her words he thought divine. You are my honey, honeysuckle, I am the bee. I'd like to sip the honey sweet from those red lips you see. I love you dearly, dearly, and I want you to love me. You are
extraordinary rumble that went on during that quiet song. It was, of course, our landlord, the Dundon, Chatham, and Dover Wren. To hell with the Dundon, Chatham, and Dover Wren! Deliver away! One of life's greatest mysteries, as far as mere man is concerned, surely, is woman's fashion. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to tell us something about it, the fashion place of the joy is Miss Betsy Rowland!
Since Mother Eve in the garden long ago started a fashion, fashion's been a passion. Eve wore a costume you might describe as brief. Still, every season brought its change of leaf. She said if she could come to town, oh, what would Mother Eve think of my new Parisian gown? When I take my morning promenade, quite a fashion card on the promenade. Now I don't find that boy staring hard if it satisfies her desire. Do you think my dress is a little bit? Just a little bit, no, not too much a bit. So it shows my shape just a little bit. It's a little bit more than mine. Now, I heard my grandmother wore the crinoline. Then came the bustle, oh, it was a tassel. Women were tied up and loaded up with dress. Now fashion plates decree we must wear less. Each year our costume grows more brief. I wonder when we'll get back to the good old fashioned sleeves. When I take on the promenade. Now I don't mind my boy staring hard if it satisfies them. Do you think my dress is a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Oh, not too much of it.
No.
So it shows my shape just a little bit.
It's a little bit of boys and mine.
It's a little bit.
It is always a pleasure and a privilege for a chairman to welcome back to the Joys an artist whom we haven't seen for a long time. We have that queen of the musical to sing for us. Number 13 of your song sheet, The Bird in Nelly's Hat. And here to sing it your very, very own, Harry!
Every Saturday, Willie got his pay. Then he went to call on men. Trousers neatly pressed and a new white vest. Buttonhole bouquet as well. In Nelly's little hat, there was the little bird. That little bird knew quite a lot, it did, upon my word. And in a quiet way, it had a lot to say. As the lovers strolled along, I'll be your little honey, I can promise that, said Nelly as she rolled her dreamy eyes. It's a shame to take the money, said the bird on Nelly's hat. Last night he said the same to Jimmy Wise. Then to Nelly Willie whispered as they fondly kissed, I bet that you were never kissed like that. Well, he don't know Nelly like I do. That's a saucy little bird on Nelly's hat. shady nook, by a quiet brook, Mel and Willie fish. Lips together meeting, kisses sweet. Love is such a dainty dish. Then Nellie says to Will, such lovely things galore. But everything that Nellie said, that bird had heard before. And as he took her hand and whispered a love grand, Nellie winked the other eye. Now I haven't caught a fish, what do you think of that? Said Nellie with the most bewitching look. You can bet she knows her business, said the bird in Nellie's hat. And Willie is the fish she's going to hook. Oh, it's 12 o'clock, said Willie, and he took her home. Now I bet you're never out as late as that. Well, you don't know Nellie like I do, said the saucy little bird on Nellie's hat. Autumn came along, love's young dream gone wrong. Will went round to call. Servant with a grin said, she's nothing. Nellie's gone away, that's all. Poor Willie's heart was broke. His life seemed all in vain. Until upon Fifth Avenue, he met his Nell again. He said, we meet once more. She said, love's dream is all. But we can be real good friends. And I'll keep your presents, honey, just for old time's sake, said Nellie as she rolled her dreamy eyes. She's fixed him good and plenty, said the bird in Nellie's hat. Oh, Willie, Willie, when will you be wise? Yes, but how about the diamond engagement ring? Of course, said Willie, you'll return me that.
A song about food. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, singing for us, the Muffin Man, we have the gay Lothario of the joint, Mr. John Rutland.
I've been deceived, I've been betrayed and treated most unkindly by a wicked, cruel jade. I loved her madly, blindly. She kept a little sweet stuff shop, did false Swiss crispy splinter. She sold ice cream and ginger pop and crumpets in the winter. Oh, muffins and crumpets for tea. I never thought that she'd have sold me. She said she was fair gone on me, and I took it all in as she told me. While I was trying to earn a few bob, she would be having a spree. And this other fellow would be on the job, having muffins and crumpets for tea.
One day when I had all sold out and come home with the money, the shutters, they were all put up, they sigh, that's rather funny. On peeping through the keyhole, then I quickly did discover that my girl, whom I loved so true, had found another lover. And believe me or believe me not, she was actually learning him to punch muffins, taking the business out of my hands. But I didn't let them have much peace. I tore the door off its hinges. In I rushed, struck right and left. But whether there was an earthquake or whether there was anything else, I really don't know, but I seem to fade away like, and when I come round, what a face I've got, all punched and bruised, and all the neighbours were trying to bring me round by shoving brown paper and scissors up me nose. And do you know, he used to be in the shop every day, and I'd never noticed him, but he was so artful, he used to walk in backwards to make me think he was going out. When I think of the two of them, all alone, stuffing muffins and crumpets for tea,
I never thought that she'd assault me. She said she was fair gone on me, and I took it all in as she told me. While I was trying to earn a few bob, she would be having a spree. And this other fella would be on the job, having my bits of crappies for tea. Having my bits of crappies for tea.
Again, a complete change, this time from food to jewelry. Number 8 on your song sheet, I've got rings on my fingers, sung by that peripatetic joy, Miss Josephine Gordon!
Now Jim O'Shea was cast away upon an Indian isle. The natives there, they liked his hair, they liked his Irish smile. So made him Chief Panjandrum, the nabob of them all. They called him Chijimujay and rigged him out so gay. So he wrote to Dublin Bay, to his sweetheart just to say, sure I've got rings on my fingers, bells on my toes, elephants to ride upon my little Irish rose. So come to your neighbor and let Patrick say, hey, Mistress Mumbo Jumbo Chitty-Poo-Jay, or say, sure I've got rings on my fingers, bells on my toes, elephants to ride upon.
Ladies and gentlemen, after the show is over and we've all gone home at night, two charwomen take over, so to speak. They come with their buckets and mops to clean the stage and dressing rooms. I believe they have never seen a performance here, and I know that I've never seen them. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, shall we turn out the lights, sit very, very quietly, and see if we can discover just how they go about their business. Ladies and gentlemen, the dustbin equivalent of a joy.
You know, the posh one.
What, how did it be buttoned in feathers?
Yeah, well, you should see her dressing room. Coo-rack. Disgusting.
Is it?
Yeah, horrible.
Oh, it's the same as all these ladies, you know, all show on top and nothing underneath.
Aye?
Well, nothing much anyway.
Oh, well, these little things are set to try us.
Yes, I know. We've been having a trying time at home lately.
Have you?
Yeah, well, my sister too is always such a silly little coon.
Oh?
She never seems to understand the proper way to spoon.
Oh.
A young man asked her recently to sit upon his knee.
What?
When she at last consented, she behaved so mercifully.
Why?
Well, she'd never been there before. Never been there before. She felt her heart and missed her brown, started to bounce her up and down, but then it was all serene, filled her with delight. She'd never been there before, but now she's
yeah. Oh, well, that would be very nice, then, won't
it? Yes, I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't an happy event soon.
Aye?
A wedding, I mean.
Oh, a wedding.
here, talking of weddings. Have you been down to the Band of Open Glory lately?
No, I don't go there no more. I didn't like the vicar.
Oh.
No, he wasn't sociable at the social. Too narrow-minded.
Oh.
I like our new curate, though.
Yes?
He had a notion once that made him very sad.
Oh.
He used to think the Bally girls was everything for sad.
Go on.
Yes. He said, I'll go and preach to them.
He meant to give them beans.
Didn't he feel funny when he went behind the scenes?
Why?
Well, he'd never been there before.
Never been there before?
He got on well with the ladies there. Some of the beauty girls were there. Tickled him in the ring. Stopped and filled him with delight. He'd never been there before. But now he's going to live in his heart. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
You know that burning policeman who was strolling down our street?
Yeah.
He chanced to shine his lantern up my alley on his feet.
Well,
I was standing on the steps. I cried, oh dear me. I feel so very lonesome. Folks to keep me company.
Oh, he's all spot.
Well, he's never been there before.
Never been there before.
He's down on the in a ring in a tree. Just now with a lovely time to me.
Come to tidy ways.
Dead and creeping last night. Never been there before, but now the guys get every night.
Oh, well, we mustn't polish this floor too much, Rosie.
No, dear, we don't want to make it too slippery for the artist.
No. Here, do you have electricity or gas in your home?
Oh, neither. He prefers candlelight.
Oh, it's a pity that your husband's such a stingy sort of man.
You're right.
I thought you said you'd work upon the good old-fashioned plan.
I did. Oh. So while the beauty slept that night, I seized upon the chance. Jumped out of bed and dived into the pockets of his pants. Well, I've never been there before.
Never been there before.
I left the lost in me to see when it was old and peacefully. Only to half a crown.
I'm near
in night and night.
Never been there before, but now I'm going to live in night. Yeah, never been there before. Never been there before. I left the lost in me to see when it was old and peacefully. Only to half a crown. Near in night and night. Never been there before, but now I'm going to live in night.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, we come to a short interval for refreshment. Here we are, back again, I hope refreshed and ready for more common, loud and vulgar chorus singing, especially as we open this the second part of the program with a real chorus top. Ladies and gentlemen, to sing Knock 'em in the Old Kent Road, number 11 on your song sheet, here is the top sparrow of the joy, your host, Mr. Robin Harper.
A week, a down a rally, come the top of night. Holder, teaser with a nasty cough, please. My missus takes his topper off in a very gentlemanly way. Mum, says he, for you I have some news to tell you. You're rich, Uncle Tom the Camberwell popped off. Reason which it ain't a cell, leaving you in little donkey shay. Oh, what's ya? All the neighbours cry. Who you gonna meet? Bill, have you bought the seat? Bill, laugh. I thought I should have died. An officer in the Old Kent Road. Every evening on the stroke you find me and Mrs. takes a little drive. You'd say, oh wonderful, they're both alive when you see that little donkey go. I soon showed him that he'd have to do just whatever he was wanted to. Still, I can't forget that rowdy crew hollering, whoa, steady, neddy, whoa! Oh, oh, what a
mothers Here she is, Miss Daphne.
Mother told me that I should do my utmost to be good. Sound advice to me she gave, taught me how I should behave. I'm glad I took my mother's advice, mother's advice, mother's advice. Never kiss a boy, said she. So now I let the boys kiss me. Up the trees I like to climb, stealing plums, it is sublime. Mother said, whatever you do, don't let boys climb trees with you. I'm glad I took my mother's advice, mother's advice, mother's advice. They don't climb trees with me, oh no. They help me up and wait below. When I was in bed one night, we had visitors, it's right. Mum said, don't let Cousin John see you with your nightie on. Glad I took my mother's advice, mother's advice, mother's advice. I said with a modest cough, when John comes in, I'll stay in bed.
Number 6 on your song, waiting at the church. Your own. Happy!
I'm in a nice bit of trouble, I confess. Somebody with me has had a game. I hope we're not going to have too much of that sort of thing. I should by now be a proud and happy bride, but I've still got to keep me single name. I was proposed to by Obadiah Biggs in a very gentlemanly way. I lent him all my money so that he could buy the ring, punctually at 12 o'clock today. There was I, waiting at the church, waiting at the church, waiting at the church, when I found he'd left me in the lurch. Lord, how it did upset me. All at once, he sent me round a note. Here's the very note. This is what he wrote. He says, I can't get away to marry you today. My wife won't let me. Well, it's not good enough, is it? I mean, it shouldn't happen to any decent girl. Or me either, for that. Well, I think of a courtship. But I think of a night he proposed. Well, proposed. He said, let's get married or something. I said, we'll get married or nothing. Just think of how disappointed I must be. I'll be off me crumpet very soon. I lost me husband, the one I never had, and I dreamed so about the honeymoon. Well, you do, don't you? I mean, you think of this and that and the other. But I'm looking out for another Obadiah. I've already bought the wedding ring. I've all my little folder riddles packed up in a trunk. Yes, absolutely, to everything. But there was I, waiting at the church,
Number 14 on your song sheet, sung by a real Cockney artist. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Clive Dunn!
I've got a pal, she's a regular out and out now. She's a good dear old gal, and I'll tell you all about her. It's many years since first we met. Her hair was then as black as jet. It's whiter now, but she don't fret. Don't my old gal. We've been together now for 40 years, and it don't seem a day too much. For there ain't a lady living in the land as I'd swap for me dear old Dutch. There ain't a lady living in the land as I'd swap for me dear old Dutch. I calls her South, her proper name is Sarah, and you may find a gal as you consider fairer. She ain't no angel, she can start a joy till it makes you smart. She's just a woman, bless her heart. It's my old gal. We've been together now for 40 years, and it don't seem a day too much. For the rain's a lady living in the land, and I just want to be dear old Dutch. There ain't a lady living in the land, and I just want to be. I see you just how your pretty ribbons sporting. Many years now, old gal, since them young days are courting. I ain't no coward, still I trust, but when we part, as part we must, that death will come and take me first to wait. Old gal, we've been together now for 40 years, and it don't seem a day too much. For there ain't a lady living in the land as I'd swap for me dear old Dutch. There ain't a lady living in the land as I'd swap.
Well, our next artist, ladies and gentlemen, takes us on a geographical tour of London. From Marble Arch to Leicester Square. Number 19 on your song sheet. And who better to take us than that magnificent male impersonator of the joys, that staunch pillar of the joys, Miss Jo Dunsdale!
I'm never the one to boast about the aristocrats I know. In fact, I should be dismissed for stirring such beastly taste. If ever I meet a lord or earl, I pass serenely by. It isn't because I'm vain or proud.
I'll tell you the reason why. Since I came down from Oxford, I've been aiming at higher things. And now amongst my friends I number princes, dukes, and kings. I know the Prince of Monaco. He's a bosom friend of mine. I will pack cigars and ginger ale with the Duke of Marlborough and the Prince of Wales. I know the Emperor of Japan. I bet the King of Spain, I declare. In fact, I know every public house from Marble Arch to Leicester Square. I know the Prince of Monaco. He's the most friend of mine. I've had their gone to Ginger Hill and the Duke of Marlborough and the Prince of Wales. I know the Emperor of Japan. I bet the King of Spain, I do declare. In fact, I know every public house from all of us to Leicester Square. In fact, I know every public house from all of us to Leicester Square.
Oh, what a day. Ladies and gentlemen, the future, Mrs. Henry Hawkins, to be sung by the costermonger of the joys, Mr. Bill Owen!
That's all they are, lovely apples, a plenty of fun. Lovely kids, all lovely apples, and a plenty of fun, lovely grassy apples. That's all they are. Oh, hello. Here I know's a little donor, and I'm about to own her. She's going to marry me. First she said she wouldn't, then she said she couldn't, then she whispered, well, I'll stay. I said be Mrs. Hawkins, Mrs. Henry Hawkins, all across the CRO. Swap me, Bob, I'm crazy. Liza, you're a daisy. Won't you share me on below? Would you? Oh, Liza, sweet Liza, if you die's an old maid, you'll have only yourself to blame. Dear Liza, sweet Liza, Mrs. Henry Hawkins is a first-class name.
Tell you a fine apples, lady. I can't forget our meeting. Girl was her first meeting. Just you mind what you're about. And a pretty head she throws up and then she turns her nose up. Say, let me go, I'll shut. I like your style, says Liza. And I thought that I'd surprise her and I cocked her round the waist like this. She says I must be dreaming. Chuck it, I'll start screaming. If you do, says I, I'll kiss.
Not in, oh, Liza, sweet Liza, if you die's an old maid, you'll have only yourself to blame. Dear Liza, sweet Liza, Mrs. Henry Hawkins is a first name.
She wears a little bonnet with feather stuck upon it, covering a fringe all curls. Oh, she's just about the sweetest, prettiest and neatest little donor in the old wide world. And she'll be Mrs. Hawkins, Mrs. Henry Hawkins, I've got her for the name of the day. We settled it last Monday, so to church on Sunday, off we go to Donkey's Gate.
Nothing, oh, Liza, sweet Liza, if you die's an old maid, you'll have only yourself to blame. Dear Liza,
sweet Liza,
Mrs. Henry Hawkins is a first of
plenty of fun, is that all they are? Let's get all of them. Plenty of fun.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most popular stars in the joys, Miss Stella Morey! ladies and gentlemen, a great song of the music hall, number 10 of your song sheet. I'll need to pass like this. Ladies and gentlemen, a player's welcome for your own Sarah Morey!
Three weeks ago, no longer, I was as gay as a bird on the wing. But since Bill and me have been parted, you know, life is a blank, and it's changed everything. I saw him out with another that night. No one will guess how I felt at the sight. With tears in my eyes that I tried to keep back, I crept to his side and said, are we to part like this, Bill? Are we to part this way? Who's it to be, or me? Don't be afraid to say. If everything's over between us, don't never pass me by. 'Cause you and me still friends can be, for the sake of the days gone by. We went to school together, lived side by side, me and Bill in the muse. And when he lay ill too, I stayed up for nights, nursed him to do it I'd never refuse. He used to tell me his wife I should be. I never thought that he'd turn against me. When I'm sleeping or waking, at work or at home, I find myself murmuring this. Are we like this, Bill? Are we to part this way? For me, don't be afraid to say. And if everything's over between us, don't never pass me by. 'Cause you and me still friends can be, for the sake of.
At their port of embarkation, with number 21 of your song sheet. Ladies and gentlemen, we present the troopers of the joy. Mr. Dennis Martin, Mr. Brian Blaze, Mr. Robin Hunter, and Mr. David Jennings, singing Goodbye, Dolly Gray.
I have come to say goodbye,
Dolly Gray.
There's no need to ask me why,
Dolly Gray.
There's a murmur in the air, you can feel it everywhere. It's a time to do or dare,
Dolly Gray.
Don't you hear the tramp of feet,
Dolly Gray?
Standing through the village street,
Dolly Gray.
in the tramp, but so does Pete, in a uniform so neat.
So goodbye until we meet, Dolly Grant. Goodbye, Dolly, I must leave. Oh, embrace my heart with love. Something tells me I am needed at the front to your side of
Dolly Gray. Back from war the regiment comes, Dolly Gray. On your lovely face the fair, I can see a look of care. Cause your soldier boy's not there, Dolly Gray. For the one you love so well, Dolly Gray. In the midst of battle fell, Dolly Gray. With his face towards the front, as he died in vermin love, I must say goodbye and go, Dolly Gray.
Goodbye, Dolly, I love you.
Accompanied by your own Peter Greenwell and your own Geoffrey Raw. On this side, ladies and gentlemen, chiefly